LA Kings team coming in here tonight that's coming off back-to-back wins, and after the coaching change has been pretty dominant on the ice so far, what do you expect from them this evening?
Well, if you look at their lineup, they obviously have a lot of good players. Made a couple of trades there or whatever this summer, but we know what they're capable of, and offensively they're very good, and you know, they're on a little streak here, so we just got to come out and have a good start and be prepared to play a solid game.
Tim, over the past couple of days, so much has been made about you guys claiming that playoff spot. But the fact of the matter is, we're sitting here at the end of December. There's a lot of hockey to go. Do you guys have that kind of more so out of your mind right now, and it's more so just night in on night out?
Oh, yeah, for sure, because, you know, one win or, you know, it's like 2 points, you're in 13th, and next two you're in 8th, so... It's a lot of hockey left. Yeah, we're sitting 8th right now. It's the goal we want to get to, but we want to also stay in. So you got to take it a game at a time, and we know that, you know, we're in it. We can be just out of it just as fast. So we got to just stay with it and focus on tonight.
Speaking out of it, you guys have a couple players out of the lineup tonight. With Bufflin being out, what does the team lose by not having his presence there, especially on something like the power play, considering how good the Kings' PK is?
Well, he's, you know, one of our best players, one of our leaders, and obviously a guy that produces a lot of offense. And with his size, it's something that, you know, with him out of the lineup, we lack, and they have a lot of size, so we're just going to have – other guys are going to have to step up. But he's a guy that, yeah, everyone's going to have to step up and play better because it's a big role to fill, but, you know, I think we got the guys to do it.
Speaking of stepping up, can I ask you putting some offense up on the scoreboard as of late? Can you just talk about your own
plans
right now?
I'm just trying to play consistently, I guess. I think a lot of it's been power play, so I've been fortunate enough to get out there and, you know, just being a little bit more confident and – making less mistakes and just sticking to the game plan, and things are kind of just happening. Yep. Some speed, a little bit more speed. I know Kaner's, I think I beat him in fastest skater, so no, I was kidding. But yeah, I'm just going to try to bring my speed and get those guys the puck as much as possible and drive the net and just create room for them. They're both skilled players and they both want the puck, so that's just all I'm going to try to focus on is getting them the puck and getting open for them.
Kings are not a high-scoring team, but they're also, they don't give up a lot of goals. Are you expecting it to be a tight game tonight?
For sure. I mean, you know, they got a lot of offense too, but they're also good defensively, and so are we. We can be really good too at times, and it's going to have to be a tight game. It's going to be another playoff game type atmosphere, and, you know, we're just going to have to stick to our game plan and come out with a good start.
You get asked to move around quite a bit. You know, throw the line. Do you approach this any differently? Like, what is your approach when you know that you might be, you know, skating with these guys?
I just try to play. I mean, who knows, when everyone's healthy, I could probably be sitting out too. So I just focus it as a game at a time. And wherever they want to play me, I'll play. I'm just happy I'm playing, and I'm just going to try to keep playing and playing the game plan and hopefully keep staying in the lineup.
Thank you.